The first measurable snowfall of this current winter took place on December 8th. While there's only a few inches on the ground right now, this winter, Wrangell has seen a total accumulation of 37.9 inches of snow. That may stack up to over 3 feet, but it's only half of what we had last year.
This time last winter, you had almost double what you've had so far this year. So for 06 and 07 through January 07, it was 66.3.
That's Carrie Henko. She's a forecaster in the Juneau office for the National Weather Service. She says the lower snow accumulation makes sense for the type of winter we've been having.
This winter, we have what's called a La Nina winter. And generally, the result of a La Nina winter is that we are both cooler and drier than average.
While Wrangell can expect to see the snow continue to fall for the remainder of the winter, it shouldn't amount to what we had last year.
I'm sure you'll see a couple more systems here and there that's going to give you a couple more inches, but we're not expecting any long period trends of a lot of snow in the area.
As for the cold weather we're currently experiencing, it may continue for longer than we'd like.
Right now, we have a cold Arctic high pressure, and that's located kind of to the north of us over southern Yukon and northwestern British Columbia. And generally when we have that in place, we get colder interior air that filters through the coastal range and then gets into the inner channels there. So that's what you got taking place right now. And actually, that pattern is going to stick around for a while, and we're going to remain below average at least through the next week.
That sort of outlook may make you long for a day earlier this month. On January 12th, the temperature in Wrangell reached a balmy 42 degrees, the highest this winter. The lowest temperature we've had is 10 degrees, and the overall winter average so far is 33.9 degrees. This is Lisa Fu, freezing in Wrangell.